Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Let's pick up where we left off, Barbecue Bob. We still got Danny Skiff on the line here, and we were just about ready to finish up that brisket.
Yeah, so Mr. Skiff, my brother from another mother down in Texas. Now, Danny and I go back a bit, and like I said, we both have hot tubs in our past. We both have smokers in our past. We have very similar backgrounds, but here's one thing that this man has far surpassed me on is I used to be into karate and taekwondo. Danny's into jiu-jitsu, and you're what level now?
It's judo, and I'm actually a fourth-degree black belt.
You're fourth-degree.
Judo.
Yeah.
So don't mess with the brisket.
No. Because it's always these big, quiet boys like Danny that are the ones that'll mess you up. Right. My instructor in the Air Force was fifth-degree black belt in karate, and he was a big old Texas boy, quiet like you, too. And
all right.
That's dangerous.
So let's finish up this brisket.
Don't rush me. I'm talking
I am
judo.
Rushing you. No, I'm Dutching you.
You are Dutching me. So cutting that point, let's pick up.
Where we left off, we had the brisket already through the stall. Wrap it with pink butcher paper. And the reason I do that, it breathes. The corners of the brisket don't dry out like if I was cooking it all the way unwrapped. I still have great bark, and I don't get the texture. You know, you get kind of a crock pot roast texture when you wrap the brisket in foil and let it steam in the foil.
Right. So this whole butcher paper thing's come along in the last 5-6 years. I have not used it. I know Tony Courthouse, another friend of ours, Tony was one of the bad boys with us back in the day. Tony's into competitions now, and we have Tony on from time to time, and he talks about butcher paper. I have not used it, and I'm worried about it because I'm worried about getting a dry brisket.
Yeah, I haven't had that. It is not dry like if I smoked it unwrapped. Now, I would rather, and this is just me, but I would rather have a little bit drier brisket than a steamed brisket. If I had to choose between a brisket that was cooked in foil and a brisket that was cooked unwrapped, I'd take it unwrapped and have great bark and great flavor and great texture, and the corners might be a little dry. My dog might get those bites. But with a brisket wrapped in the butcher paper, it doesn't dry out. You know, I'm cooking it maybe the last 25 degrees in the butcher paper, so it doesn't dry out any there. I still preserve that bark. And I still preserve that texture that I like about a brisket that's been cooked unwrapped.
So you're wrapping it at 170 and pulling it at 195?
That's about right. I'm usually looking to get to about 175 before I wrap, but if I stick the probe in there and it's 170, I'll say that's good enough.
And what do you pull it at?
Then I'll stick the probe in there after, you know, maybe an hour and a half, something like that, and see how tender it is. Usually, I've got it down. It'll take me one or two times of trying it to see before it's ready. I'm not necessarily looking for the temperature there. I'm looking for the tenderness. But the temperature is going to be right around 200, 195 to 200, somewhere in that range.
Right. I find that if you get over 198 to 200, it's going to go downhill from there. So I'm just always curious what other people have as a preference for that. I mean, brisket's a fussy thing. Have you ever done a braised brisket?
I have not. I haven't cooked I've cooked pork butts that way at times, making carnitas and things, but I've never done it with a brisket.
Well, carnita, that would be exactly how you do a carnita. Now, because of your judo passion, and I don't know the difference between jiu-jitsu and judo, but I assumed they were the same thing. They're apparently not. But because of your judo passion, you have a big, I connect these two. I think you have a big thing for Thai food. So how do you marry Thai food with Texas?
You know, we make our living traveling on the road all the time. I was in hotels for about 130 nights a year. And
I can relate.
Looking for some place to eat.
Uh-huh. I love Thai food. So when I see all these Thai recipes you're doing, and we're Facebook friends, and if you're listening in, it's the Grilling Guys, and we're talking to Danny Skiff down in what part of Texas?
I'm around Carrizo Springs today.
Yeah, South Texas. He's down around the Rio Grande. He's catching immigrants coming in.
Can you see the wall?
And drilling for oil at the same time. He's talented. This guy can do hot tubs, smokers, and drill for oil. and kill people with one finger. So, so you know, you and I are both foodies and very passionate about food, but I see your Facebook posts very often, a lot of Thai food. Does that have a judo connection? Is it, is all your judo...
He just likes Thai food,
your championships.
Give it up.
We're trying to make the connection. But his son's into judo, and that's very much an Asian sport. I mean, it's self-defense. So in Thailand, is there a connection there with that food?
There's actually not. It would be sushi, Japanese food for judo.
So judo's Japanese?
Muay
okay.
Thai is a striking art that's out of Thailand, but... I just like spicy food.
You just like spicy food.
Yeah, that's kind of where I thought that was going, but I wasn't
Shut
sure.
Shut up, Joppy. All right. I found a thread there. You're just drinking beer. You're not even paying attention.
I'm drinking beer.
All right. Okay, cool. Well, Danny Skiff, thanks so much for joining us. Love hearing about Texas. And, of course, you are my brother.
Always a pleasure.
All right, buddy.
Danny, thanks
so much. Now, Danny's, Joppy, go ahead and whack away at me.
No, it was easy. It was easy, brother. Very easy.
The dude makes so much Thai food. It's crazy.
Only because he likes it. It doesn't matter what his recreational exercise is.
Well, what do you know?
Well, I'm speculating, and evidently I was right.
You just learned how to make beans for crying out loud.
I know what Joppy's recreational exercise is.
Yeah, me too.
My right arm is very skilled at 12 ounces at a time, right? All right.
No, but the dude is always posting all sorts of Thai recipes, and they're phenomenal. You ought to see the pictures on his Facebook page. I love Thai food. I mean, living in the Pacific for 4 years, you get exposed to a whole bunch of that.
Let's get back to brisket. Because I got a question for you.
I want to talk about Thai food.
Okay, you said 12 or 13 pound is a brisket, right? It's gonna reduce while we're cooking it, so you still get 10, right? You cut the fat off, whatever. You still get 10 pounds of meat. A lot of meat. What do you do with the leftovers?
Yeah.
I mean, generally, if
leftover brisket's never been a problem anywhere that I've ever. But, Chaz, have you ever had a problem with leftover brisket?
It's not a problem, but what do you do with it?
Eggs.
There isn't any.
In the morning, there's eggs.
Because what it is brisket is pot roast on steroids. It's much more flavorful. It's much more tender.
I think that's a T-shirt waiting to happen.
Yeah,
right. I want to copyright that.
But you know, you got stews, you got sandwiches, you got tacos, all of those things, omelets.
You know what?
All of those things can be used.
It's wonderful for all sorts of things. Tacos, it is a very good thing. But nachos, it's awesome. I freeze it. And then make that determination when the time comes, because if you want to make up some chili, for example, like we're going to be doing here today.
No, we did that last week.
Oh, yeah. Wrong show.
Right. That's all right.
Frozen brisket. You pull it out, you chop it up, you throw it in your chili. It's already smoked. Right. You have a smoked chili without even trying.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
It's wonderful.
I just enjoy tacos with it. A beef taco. You know, it's not ground beef. It's chopped beef now, and it's in little cubes.
Chopped.
And it's just a different texture and that smoky flavor on there, and maybe, you know, put your little hot sauce on there. Whatever you do with tacos.
I like what Jim Crank does at Cranker's Brewery.
What's that?
He uses that. He does something like he does a prime rib kind of sour cream and horseradish sauce for it. When he first said he was going to do that, we did that Fair State alum for the homecoming a couple years back.
Yeah.
And he brought his, because we went up and did a brisket class for him.
Yep.
And then he brought it with that sour cream horseradish sauce. And I'm thinking, dude, you didn't even understand barbecue. And I took one bite of it and I thought, holy cow.
You understood barbecue?
Sour cream and horseradish on brisket's awesome.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to do a little man law, maybe wrap this train up and put a little bow on it for the holidays. Stick with us, we'll be back. Sound of an older